This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, in for Leanne Hansen. Egypt's military-led government has dissolved the country's parliament and suspended its constitution. It's trying to reassure the world that it's committed to a transition to a democratically elected civilian government. Meanwhile, youth leaders of the protest movement, for their part, are working to carefully pressure the military to make good on its pledge. From Cairo, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
On Egyptian state-run TV Saturday, the military, in another communique, as it calls its statements, reiterated its commitment to steer the nation towards free and fair elections. The military also pledged to honor all of Egypt's treaties, which includes the landmark 1979 peace agreement with Israel. A coalition of five youth protest groups on Saturday, the groups that form the organizational backbone of the anti-Mubarak movement, countered with what they called the People's Communique Number 1. They called on the military to move quickly to create a broad-based transitional government and to end the state of emergency that's been in place for nearly 30 years.
We trust the army, but not 100%.
Protest organizer Bassem Kamel is with Nobel laureate Mohamed El Baradei's political movement. He said the youth coalition is calling for a rally next Friday to celebrate Mubarak's ouster, honor those killed in the revolt, and importantly, remind the military of the movement's strength.
If the army goes in our way, so it will be a ceremony and celebrate with our victory. But if they will not do what we want, it will be a collection for the people again to stay in the Tahrir Square and start our work again.
He said the youth coalition continues to press for the creation of a committee to rewrite the constitution and for the dissolution of parliament, which is made up almost entirely of lawmakers from the discredited ruling party. He and others in the youth leadership said so far there have been only tentative contacts with the military through an intermediary, but that they expect more formal dialogue soon. Any channel of communication between the military and protest leaders is likely to take time. There are cultural, generational, and political gaps to bridge.
There are a lot of ghosts in the past. We don't necessarily want to be haunted by those ghosts of the military interfering in the political process.
That's Egyptian analyst and historian Mahmoud Sabit. He says although the military commanders in charge are more used to a monologue, he thinks they are sincere about opening a dialogue and eventually handing off to civilian control.
We all came face to face with the precipice of anarchy in the last few days. We came close. They came close, and so did the street. No one really wants to go there again. Well, I think everyone's united in that opinion.
Meantime, a small army of volunteers with brooms continued to sweep up debris and paint over graffiti, acts both practical and, they say, symbolic of their desire to rebuild a better Egypt after Mubarak. Also today, several hundred disgruntled policemen made a surprise appearance in the square. It was the epicenter of the movement that toppled the dictator.
The police in Egypt have long been seen as the enforcers of the regime, but right now there's an extraordinary scene where the police have just marched into Tahrir Square shouting, "The police and the people are one," and people are cheering them, taking pictures.
It was the first time police have been seen in any numbers since they lost control of the protests and disappeared from the streets nearly 2 weeks ago in a still unexplained move that only worsened the political crisis. It was telling today that the police didn't stick around the square. They marched through, complained about wages, and most just kept on walking. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cairo.